Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, shalom, shalom. First and foremost, giving all praise and honor to the creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is there is by saying hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. Yah is righteous. Yah is holy. And let Yahweh be magnified. Once again, the creator has allowed us to come before you another day. Another week, bringing to you his great, holy, and exalted words, even the words of truth. My name is Moray Ishaya Yisrael, of the House of Israel, located right here in Cincinnati, Ohio, 1907 Vine Street, bringing to you nothing but the truth. And yes, it is true. All you're going to get and all we're going to tell you is the truth. For Yah ordained me to tell you the truth, so this is what I'm going to do. And who is this Yah? Yah is the creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein is. Yah, Elohim of our fathers, the Elohim of Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yisrael, whom you may know as Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Yah is our king, he's our judge, he's our lawgiver, and he is our only Savior. And not just of Israel. Yah is the Savior of the world. And I praise the mighty Yah for allowing us to bring to you his great, holy, and exalted words. Tonight, or today rather, we will discuss what is the creator. I apologize. What is Elohim? What is Elohim? And it's a very, very important and relevant question. Because in truth, the way the people and the inhabitants of the earth, including the people of the Most High, the people of Elohim, seem not to know what is Elohim. Of course, many people would tell you the word Elohim just means God, translated to God. Therefore, a lot of people, they won't say Elohim, they just say God. And then those who have a little bit more knowledge, they will tell you Elohim is plural for many gods. And that's not the truth either. And then you will have those who will tell you, well, Elohim means powers, many powers. And then when you analyze it, you seem to be getting closer to the truth. But at the end of the day, the only thing that is the truth is what Elohim say he is. What Elohim says what he is. And let me show you what Elohim lets us know concerning what. The word what come from the Hebrew word ma. That's why when the children of Israel was in the wilderness and they seen this bread come from heaven and they called it manna. Mana. And what do the word mana or manna mean? What is it? Because the Hebrew word for what is ma? Ma. What? And that's what we are asking. What is Elohim? And let's see what he says. And this is not defining what is Elohim. It's just merely letting you know what is Elohim in the manner in which he called and described himself. And look what it says. In the book of Genesis, the first chapter. Since Genesis, the first chapter, is the beginning, let's see what he said in the beginning. Since it is the beginning. And watch what it says. In the beginning, Elohim created the heaven and the earth. So that should give you a lot of insight on what is Elohim. Because Elohim is already describing, he's already being descriptive of what he is. And what is that? A creator. Not just a creator, the creator. And how do I know he's the creator rather than a creator? Because there is no other creator creating anything. As a matter of fact, he's the only one creating. Because there's only one creator. This is how you know the world is in total confusion. Because they're not serving, they're not worshiping, they're not calling upon the one creator. And who is the one creator? Elohim. And what is Elohim? Creator. And it says in the beginning, Elohim created the heaven and the earth. And not only he created the heaven and the earth, look what it says in this same first chapter. And before we go, yeah, still in that Genesis first chapter, watch what it says in the third verse. And Elohim said, let there be light. And there was light. Not only he said, let there be light, but Elohim said in the sixth verse, and Elohim said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. And Elohim made the firmament. He didn't just say, let there be a firmament, but he made our true firmament, just like he made the light. And not only did he create the heaven and the earth, you will see later on that he formed it, made it also. And what you're reading about the creator and his creation. That's what you're reading about. And today, our people, they will pick up this book and think they're reading about a God. And anybody and anything really can be a God if you want it to be. Even though it don't have life, it can't save, even though it can't do nothing for you, it can't help you, it can't save you, it can't talk to you, but you can make it a God, as many of our people have done. They have made things gods, but one title they can't give, one thing they cannot say, they can't give, them the title of the creator. Because they know these things did not create. And y'all don't even allow them to even confess themselves being a creator. All day long they say they are God, but how many will state, this is my creator, and it's hanging on the wall. This is my creator, and it's in a pocket. Let me show you what is Elohim. In the book of Genesis, the second chapter, it says in the very first verse, thus the heavens and the earth was finished, and all the hosts of them. And on the seventh day, Elohim ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And Elohim blessed the seventh day, sanctified it, because that in it he had rested all his work which Elohim created and made. And watch what it further say in the fourth verse. These are the generations of the heavens and of the earth when they were created. In the day that Yah Elohim made the earth and the heavens. So you only can go back to one thing and one thing only, and that is the creator himself, in which he called himself Elohim. And yes, he does have a name, Yahweh. But for the sake of argument, we're letting you know what he is. He is the creator. This is what he does. This is his title alone. There are scriptures that will say, all of ye are gods. God, a judge can be a God, because God is just a judge. God is an angel. God is a ruler. But who else can be the creator? Watch what it says. I want you to see this. See how the Most High separates himself from all creatures and all things created. Look what it says in Genesis, the fifth chapter. This, the very first verse. This is the book of the generations of Adam. Yes, this is what this book is. is not just the generations of the heaven and the earth, but it's also the book of the generations of man himself. In the day that Elohim created man, in the likeness of Elohim made he him. Male and female created he them and blessed them and called their name Adam in the day they were created. So what is Elohim? Elohim creates. Elohim is the creator, and there is none creating with him. None. Zero. And showed you this going back to Genesis, the first chapter, because then we have some people who don't understand the scriptures, and they ask questions like, so what was he saying? What did he mean when he said, let us? Let's see if he said, let us create anything. In the book of Genesis, the first chapter, let's see if Yahweh or Elohim said, let us create. As a matter of fact, you won't see that in a book nowhere. Watch what it says. And Elohim said, let us make man in our image. Sixth verse. Genesis 1 and 26. And watch what it says. Because a lot of people believe that this word make means create. And we're going to show you that it don't. Watch what it says. And Elohim said, let us make man in our image and after our likeness. And let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. Now watch this, because what are we talking about? What we're discussing is, what is Elohim? Is he just a bunch of powers? No, he's not no bunch of powers. It's going to let you know what is Elohim. And I'm going to show you that when the Creator said, let us make man in our image and after our likeness, when he said the word make, he was not suggesting that anyone can make anything. Because watch what it says in the 27th verse. So Elohim created man. You notice it says, so Elohim created man. It didn't say, so we created man. No, so Elohim created man. And what is Elohim? Well, he's the creator. He's the creator. And watch what it says. So Elohim created man in his own image. In the image of Elohim created he him. Male and female created he them. Was this a bunch of Elohim's creating? Was this a bunch of Elohim's making? Was this a bunch of Elohim's doing these things? No, it was not. And let me show you that. So you will not be deceived on what is Elohim. Watch what the Creator says himself in the book of Malachi. Malachi, the second chapter. today the religions will have you to believe that there's just a bunch of gods. Now, they will try to confess that there's just one God, but then when you get real deep into their doctrine and you get deep into their teachings and you get deep into their belief system, then you will find out that they got God the Son, God the Father, God the Holy Ghost. They got all kind of gods. But how many creators can you have? What the scripture is going to tell you. Watch what it says. Malachi the second chapter. And these are questions. 10 verse. Have we not all one Father? Question mark. Have we not only had one Father? I defy the one that say we have more than one. We have two. And I want them to prove this second Father. Establish this other Father according to the word of Yah. I know that you can't. And watch the very next question. Have not one Elohim created us? How many Elohims? One. Only one created us. Because there's only one creator. That's why I'm asking a question. What is Elohim? Well, Elohim is the creator. Even though there's other Elohims, and I'm going to show you that, but there's only one that creates. There's only one creator. Only one. Not many. Yes, it can be other gods. People serve other gods all the time. Of course, the creators are they ain't gods at all. But how many creators is it? There's only one. One. Only one created us. And since there's only one Father, and since there's only one Elohim created us, why do we deal treacherously every man against his brother by profaning the covenant of our fathers? Brother asked me to teach on respect, and because undoubtedly the world is out of course. Nobody want to respect anyone. Well, in truth, the scriptures say thou should not have respect to a person anyway. So what should you have? Well, only one created us. And if you serving the one creator, the one Father who told you how to act, told you how to behave, told you how to walk, told you what ways and what path you should be following, then what is the problem? Well, the problem is, no one is interested in serving the one Elohim who created us all. Amongst the Elohims, there's only one that creates. And you got to find who that is. And I'm letting you know, I'm giving you the bottom line right now, and his name is Yahweh. And he is the one creator. Look what it says. So you can understand what is Elohim. In the book of Isaiah, turn there, Isaiah 45. I want you to see this. You're going to see this all through the scriptures. But you find yourself, because all you want to, when people start saying you can't keep the law is nailed to the cross. The laws are done away with. You can't keep the laws in America. You can't keep the Sabbaths in America. You can't do this. You can't do that. All you have to do is ask them, where did the Creator say that at? Where did the Creator write that at? And who did the Creator send to tell people that you can't keep his laws? Who is he? Let us see who Yahweh sent, where the Creator sent this one that says you can't keep his Sabbaths. You can't keep his laws or his commandments or his statutes or his judgments or his testimonies. Watch what it says in the book of Isaiah 45. And we're going to start reading that to 6th verse and watch what it says. Let me start at the 5th verse. It says, I am Yahweh and there is none else. There is no Elohim besides me. I girded thee, though thou hast not known me. And they don't know, the world don't know Elohim. That they may know from the rising of the sun and from the west that there is none beside me. I am Yahweh, and there is none else. And watch what he says. I form the light and create darkness. I thought the Almighty said the wicked way is as darkness. That's true. Well, who you think made the wicked? Who you think made darkness? Who you think made the fools? The Creator. Just like he made, form the light and create darkness. In the beginning, it says, in the beginning, Elohim created the heavens and the earth. And the spirit of Elohim moved upon the face of the waters. And there was darkness upon the deep. Where did this darkness come from? Well, now you see the Creator. Where did the water come from? Now you see the Creator. Where did everything come from? The Creator. And who is that? Elohim. Watch what it says. I make peace and create evil. I, Yahweh, do all these things. So why that we have problems with everybody else when the evil comes? He don't like me. He don't respect me. He don't love me. He don't this and he don't that. Well, if you got a problem with evil and adversity and a curse and bad things and bullies, and where should you go to address your problem. Well, if you say it to the Creator himself, you're absolutely right. Who you think created bullies? Who you think created the wicked? Who you think created these varmints, these churlish, wicked, abominable souls? Yes, Yahweh. The scripture says, is there any evil in a city, and Yah has not done it? So can you have evil in your house, and Yahweh didn't have nothing to do with the evil that just entered your doors? Can evil enter into your souls and your spirits, and Yahweh not had nothing to do with it? Evil come from your hands, and Yahweh not have anything to do with it? And it says, he done form light. He create darkness. He make peace and create evil. But we'll run to the creature instead of the Creator. Well, the creature don't create. He's the creature. Watch what it says. Drop down, ye heavens from above, and let the skies pour down righteousness. Let the earth open, and let them bring forth salvation. And let righteousness spring up together. I, Yahweh, have created it. So not only did he create evil, he also created righteousness. And ask yourself, which one do you want? If you want people to respect you and love you, honor you, be good to you, then who do you go to? The scriptures say, he that commit his ways unto Yahweh, he would even make his enemies at peace with them. So why do you have so many enemies? Maybe it's only because you still have not learned what and who the Creator is, or what is Elohim. He's the Creator. You're asking and calling upon the Elohim of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, but you don't even know what he is. If he can create the bad things in your life, can he create the good things? So go to the one that creates. As a matter of fact, not the one who creates, the only one who creates. Watch what it says. 11 verse. Read this down. I'm going to go back to the 9th verse, because these verses are very relevant. Woe unto him that striveth with his maker. We're still in Isaiah 45. Let the pots herd strive with the pots herds of the earth. Shall the clay say to him that fashioneth, what makest thou? And the clay saying it every day. Every day, the clay is disputing with other clay, fighting with other clay, mad at other clay. And the clay that they're mad at is just like them. Just some clay. But even worse than that, that Clay is fighting, striving with its maker. Watch what it says. What makest thou or thy work? He have no hands. Woe unto him that said unto his father, what begettest thou? Or to the woman, what hast thou brought forth? Thus is Yah, the Holy One of Israel, his maker. Ask me of the things to come concerning my sons. Concerning the work of my hands command ye me. In other words, it says, ask me of the things to come concerning my sons. If you want to know something about the Creator's sons, ask him. Why are you asking a man? But I do understand if you're asking a man of Elohim. Or concerning the work of my hands, commanding me. Who do you think command these things? Elohim. Watch what it says. I have made the earth and created man upon it. I, even my hands. So don't think in the first chapter of Genesis there was somebody creating. And then in the second chapter of Genesis, there was someone else forming everything. Because this is what these people would tell you. It's two different makers. Somebody forming and somebody creating. And this is not the truth at all. Here the Creator is letting us know emphatically, made the earth. But in the beginning, he said he created the heavens and the earth. Now he's saying he made the earth because he did. Because there's only one creator. There's only one that's making anything. It's not no us. It's not no we. It's only one. It's only I. It's only he. It's only him. And here it is, we got people that will believe in this religious ideology to make you believe, to have you to think, to have you to actually walk in the ways of something that is beside the Most High. Someone that you can acknowledge, someone that you can recognize, someone that you can honor as you honor the Most High. And there's only one creator. And the creator is telling you to come to him, period. Because everything other than him is created. Everything other than him is the creature. Watch what it says. I made the earth and created man upon it. I, even my hands, have stretched out the heavens, and all their hosts have I commanded. This is what the Creator has done. This is what the Maker has done. This is what the one who forms has done. What is Elohim? The creator, the maker, the one, the only one that is forming anything. And it is a great sin to put anything, anyone besides him. And we have done that. And this is a great sin. Watch what it says. 18th verse. For thus says Yahweh that created the heavens, Elohim himself that formed the earth and made it. He have established it. He created it not in vain. He formed it to be inhabited. I mean, how many times we got to say he formed it, he made it, he created it? Am Yahweh, and there is none else. None. And this is what we got to understand. But if you wise, you can understand these religions are phony. All these religious beliefs, religious thoughts, religious books, such as the Quran and the New Testament, such as the Talmud, these books are fake, false, and phony. I know there's a lot of Israelites that believe in these books. But just because you believe in them and you revere them, and you have them a part of your library, that they're nothing. They're not the word of Elohim. As a matter of fact, they just the opposite. They contradict the word of Elohim. And what is Elohim? The creator. The creator. And I want you to continue to see this thing about the creator, because the creator wants you to begin to form the thought. He wants you to begin to form your ways. He wants you to form the type of heart and spirit that go to him and him only. And I'm going to show you what I mean. But first, let us go to Isaiah 65, since we are in Isaiah. And this is what it says in Isaiah 65. And watch what it says in the 17th verse. For behold, I create new heavens and a new earth, and the former shall not be remembered nor come into your mind. But be ye glad and rejoice forever in that which I create. For behold, I create Jerusalem a rejoicing and her people a joy. Now you see how the Most High, you see how Elohim, you see how Yahweh describe himself, talk about himself. When he talk about himself, he's talking about a creator. He's talking about somebody who create, who form, who make. And there's only one that does that. Only one. In the book of Proverbs. Proverbs 3. In the book of Proverbs, third chapter, the fifth verse, it says, trust in Yahweh with all thine heart and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear Yahweh and depart from evil. And this is what we don't want to do. We don't want to acknowledge Yahweh and trust in Yahweh with all thy heart. We want to reserve some of our heart for our other lovers, but not for Yahweh. Yahweh can't get all our love. Yahweh can't get all our attention. Yahweh can't get all of our acknowledgement. Yahweh can't get all of our trust. Yahweh can't get all of our love. But Yahweh want it all. Why? Because who you think created us? Who you think made us? Who do you think formed us? Yes, the one that created us. Elohim, whose name is Yahweh. Going back to Isaiah, in the book of Isaiah, the 40th chapter, and look what it says. In the book of Isaiah 40, and it says in the 25th verse, to whom then will you liken me, or shall I be equal, says the Holy One. Lift up your eyes on high, and behold, who have created these things that bringeth out their hosts by number? He calleth them all by names by the greatness of his might, for that he is strong in power, and not one faileth. So it's the Most High. He want to know here is the Most High letting us know emphatically that there is none like him. None. Zero. He wants you to even look up on high. And he's asking, who have created these things? And we got people who refuse to acknowledge Yahweh and everything. They go out there and get on the streets with their loudspeakers, not talking about Yahweh, not talking about the one creator, but they would take their loudspeakers and talk about the creature instead of the creator. What kind of mind would do such thing? What is the creator, the author of confusion, where a man would think the creature is the creator? And the truth is, yes, because Yahweh is the one that confuses people. He is the one that brings all the evil. And these people don't know it. Therefore, they confused, because if they knew it, they would never, ever serve the creature. Something that's born from a woman. Something that was buried in the ground. And really, something that don't even exist. Watch what this says. The 41st chapter of Isaiah. Isaiah 41. What is Elohim? Well, he's the creator. And it says in the 19th and 20th verse, I will plant in the wilderness the cedar, the shittah tree, the myrtle, the oil tree. I will set in the desert the fir tree, the pine, the box tree together. And watch why. Watch what he's attempting to do. That they may see and know and consider and understand together that the hand of Yahweh have done this, and the Holy One of Israel have created it. And that's what the Creator will do. He will do things just so that you can acknowledge His supreme being. And what is the supreme being of Elohim? Creator. The Creator. That's His supreme being. Why you think He said in the beginning, Elohim created the heavens and the earth? Because the supreme being is the Creator. He's the one that formed. He's the one that made. Watch what it says. Isaiah 42. The fifth verse. Thus says Elohim Yahweh, He that created the heaven. How many times He got to tell us He created the heavens? How many times He got to tell us He created the earth and formed it, established it, made it, until you acknowledge it, until you recognize it, until you understand it, and stretch them out? He that spread forth the earth and that which cometh out of it. He that giveth breath unto the people upon it, to them that walk therein. Who is this? Yahweh. Who is this? Elohim Yahweh. Who is this? Yahweh Elohim. And what is Elohim? The Creator. That's what Elohim is. Watch what it says in Isaiah 43. This is what Elohim says about itself. But now, thus says Yah, that created thee, O Yaakov, and He that formed thee, because He's the one that made, He's the one that create, He's the one that forms. O Israel, fear not, for I've redeemed thee. I've called thee by thy name, thou mine. And little do people know all the various names that you have, all the various names that the stars have, all the various names that everything has. Where do you think that comes from? The Creator. Where do you think your spirits come from? The Creator. Where do you think life come from? The Creator. Where do you think the various attitudes, the personality that you have come from? The Creator. Where do you think your thoughts come from? The Creator. Where do you think the skills that you have come from? The Creator. Where do you think everything come from? The Creator. It all comes from the Creator. But when will the people acknowledge it? Look what the Creator said to His captive people. In the fifth verse of this same chapter, Isaiah 43, fear not, for I am with thee. I will bring thy seed from the east and gather thee from the west. And a lot of people, they don't even believe that. We believe it. Why? Because the Creator said it. Watch what it says. I will say to the north, give up, and to the south, keep not back. Bring my sons from afar. my daughters from the ends of the earth. Even everyone that is called by my name. For I have created him for my glory. I have formed him. Yea, I have made him. So what is Elohim? The creator, the maker, and one that forms everything. That's who Elohim is. Nobody is making something, forming something, or creating anything but the one Elohim. And everybody that's teaching, believing, prophesying, and saying anything other than that are an abomination unto our Creator. A total abomination. This is a total contradiction of him and his word, even though he created evil. He's the one created evil. He's the one created confusion. He's the one who created the bad in your life. But what is he trying to get you to see and to understand? That's not the way that you go. So if you want to overcome wickedness, evil, you go to the one that created it. And if you want to have righteousness and goodness and life, you go to the one that created that. And that is Elohim, because he created all things. And don't let and allow yourselves to be tricked and to be bamboozled into believing that there is more than one. And it is not. It is only one. And we read to you that is only one. And the Creator said, is only one. And Elohim said, is only one. And the Maker said, is only one. And he that formed thee said, it is only one. And that is Yahweh, Elohim. Another scripture I want you to pay close attention to. Is in the book of Isaiah 40. And I want you to consider this. And watch what it says. Pay close attention. Isaiah 40. And watch the 28th verse. Hast thou not known? And this is a question. Because he want to see, how much knowledge do you really have? Do you know the bottom line? People get caught up in so many details, it distracts them from the bottom line. And watch what it says. Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard that the everlasting Elohim, Yahweh, the Creator, didn't I tell you that's what Elohim is? What is Elohim? The Creator. Watch what it says. Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard that the everlasting Elohim, Yahweh, the Creator of the ends of the earth, fainted not? Neither is weary. There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increaseth strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon Yahweh shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. And what is he letting us know? That if you go to the one, the only one that creates, and how can you create all things and not have power to do it? Of course you got the power, because you done created it. And he want us to know, watch what he says in the 30th verse again, 29th and 30th verse. He give a power to the faint. And who is the faint? The faint is the one that's being ridiculed. The faint is the one that's being oppressed. The faint is the one that's being disrespected. The faint is the one that being worked the hardest, full of vexations and troubles. That's the faint. But he is the one that give power to the faint. And watch what it says. And to them that have no might. In other words, you have no strength to overcome the problems in your life. You have no strength to overcome the people that's persecuting you. But the Creator is the one that gives you, that had no might. He increases your strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But watch what he said. But they that wait upon Yahweh shall renew their strength. But you got to wait on Yahweh. You got to trust Yahweh. You have to be with Yahweh. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. You got to know what is Elohim. What is Elohim? See, we'll say, well, it's powers. Elohim is powers. Well, who is that? The power. Who is the power? The power is the Creator. The power is the maker. The power is the one that forms everything. That's who the power is, the Creator. That's the what? That's the ma. Mana. What is it? The Creator. The Creator. Look what it says. Psalms 148. When will we humble ourselves and bow down to the one that made us, to the one that created us, to the one that formed us? All he wants us to do is to trust in him. All he wants us to do is to acknowledge him in all our ways. All he wants us to do is lean not to our own understanding. All he wants us to do is believe in him. And why? Because he's the Creator. In the beginning, Elohim created. Watch what it says. Psalms 148. The very first verse. Praise ye Yahweh. Praise ye Yahweh from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise ye him, all his angels. Praise ye him, all his hosts. Praise ye him, sun and moon. Praise him, all ye stars of light. Praise him, ye heavens of heavens, and ye waters that be above the heavens. Let them praise the name of Yahweh, for he commanded, and they were created. Because he's the creator. What is Elohim? The creator. Power is what he used to create. But he is the creator. He's not just some power. That's just some thing he used. So if he want to build, he used wisdom. But if he want to establish something, he used understanding. These are his powers. But what is he? What is these powers? The creator. The maker. And the only one that forms. Psalms 104. And watch what it says. Watch what this says. We'll start at the 19th verse because a lot of people have this confused. And watch what it says, 104:19. He appointed the moon for seasons. A lot of people say, well, we got to go by the moon to determine our seasons, our holy days. That's not what this says. Well, it did say season. But what season did he appoint the moon for? Well, according to the scriptures, the night seasons. Not the day seasons. And if you don't know by now, there's the season of the day as well as the season of the night. And he appointed the moon for seasons. And what season? The night. That's why it says the sun knoweth is going down. It knows when to go down. It knows when the season is over. And now there's this time for the night season. And what did he appoint for that? The moon. Watch what it says. Thou makest darkness, and it is day. It didn't say that. Even though a lot of people think the day start at night. The day start in the evening. When it gets night. I want you to read this. Thou makest darkness, and it is night. Not day. And there's a great difference between night and day. Day and night. Yahweh called the light day. The darkness he called night. Watch what it says. All the beasts of the forest do creep forth. Now, do you see all the beasts creeping forth in the day? Or do you see all the beasts creeping forth at night? Yahweh wants you to understand these things. The young lions war after their prey and seek their meat from Elohim. Why? Why do they seek their meat from Elohim? Well, they know who the creator is. The only ones confused, the righteous, but the wicked. Yes, the wicked are in total darkness. total confusion. The sun arises, and they gathered themselves together and laid them down in their dens. Yeah, because there's a difference. See, they know the seasons, and they know who to seek their food from. But we don't know. We seek our food from another piece of clay. That's who control our spirits. That's who control our hearts. That's who control our personalities. That's who control everything about us. They can make us happy. They can make us mad. They can make us glad. They can make us disappointed. They can make us up. They can make us down. And they ain't nothing but clay. They ain't nothing but dust. They ain't nothing but dirt. Because you refuse to bow down to your maker, the one that formed you, your creator, Elohim. Watch what it says. Man goeth forth unto his work and to his labor until the evening. Oh, Yah, how manifold are thy works. In wisdom thou hast made them all. The earth is full of thy riches. So is this great and wide sea, wherein are things creeping innumerable, both small and great beasts. There go the ships. There is that Leviathan whom thou hast made to play therein. These weigh all upon thee, that thou mayest give them their meat in due season. That thou givest them, they gather. Thou openest thy hand, they are filled with good. Thou hidest thy face, they are troubled. Thou takest away their breath, they die and return to their dust. Thou sendest forth thy spirit, they are created. And thou renewest the face of the earth. Yeah, this is what the creator do. This is what he can do. This is what he does do. He's the creator. This is how fast comes and goes. Because there's only one that all his creation should concern themselves with. The one that created us all. Whether you are sun or moon, whether you are a star in heaven, whether you are the heavens or the waters above the heavens, whether you are the host of heaven, whether you are the earth and all that is therein and which cometh out of it, whether you are the sea, the water that gathers in one place, and all that is therein is. Ever you are, whatever it is, it has a creator. It is only one. What is Elohim? The creator, the maker, the one that forms everything. So ask yourself, when you wake up, who will you call upon? When you go down, who will you call upon? How long will you, the clay, contend with the clay? Why not go to the one that made, that formed, that created your troubles? as well as your good. The one that made and formed and created your blessings. And the same one that formed and made and created your curses. The one who created life is the same one that created death. The one who heals is the one who kills. Who else you trust in? Who else would you concern yourself with? Who else would you be mad at? Will you give your spirit, your soul, your thoughts, your mind, your works, your hands, your eyes to anything else other than the one who gave you all the things that you have? Don't be caught up in the fake, the false, the fiction, the phony. Be caught up in the true and living Elohim. And what is Elohim? The Creator, your Maker, only one that forms. And there's going to come a day, the last scripture in the book of Malachi. This is what he's looking at. This is the bottom line. This is what he wants you to know. This is what he wants you to see. In the book of Malachi, the third chapter, the 16th verse. Then they that fear Yah spake often one to another. And Yahweh hearkened and heard it. And a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared Yahweh and thought about his name. And they shall be mine, says Yahweh of hosts, in the day when I make up my jewels, and I will spare them, as a man spared his own son that serveth him. And watch this. Then shall ye return. Where are you going to return to? To Yahweh. Because once you do that, this is what you're going to see. Then shall ye return and discern between the righteous and the wicked. Between him that serveth Elohim. And what is Elohim? The Creator. And him that serveth him not. Brothers and sisters, know your Maker. Know your Creator. Know the one that formed you. His name is Yahweh. He is Elohim, thy one and only one Creator. Until tomorrow. And so do I. Shalom.
True, I give you truth. confirm. To you, my Yadu, I lift up my soul. And trust in you, he always kept me whole. And left my enemies deep in their holes. Let none that wait on Yahweh be ashamed. But shame on those who sin without a cause. Show me your ways, please teach me your laws. Oh Elohim, of my salvation. I'm staying down impatient. As a child, all the while I'm waiting. Remember not the sins of my youth. Leave me in your truth, and he'll give your soul ease. The earth shall remain inherited by a seed. The secret of Yahweh, who fears Elohim, a fool believes everything. And to every word spoken, you can't take heed unless you hear somebody curse. You know you did the same thing. That's why I'm begging Yah for mercy. And it's love and kindness, cause I know that I ain't worthy.
It's true.